Hello, Sandy. Rugga boy.
Can we decide on a theme song?
Well, we're a dog theme podcast now because I have nothing good to say about NYCFC.
Well, welcome back to Third Rail New Jersey's Behind Enemy Lines. I'm Danny.
I'm Connor.
And we can't figure out what exactly we're doing anymore.
No, we just looked at each other like today and just said, winging it?
Yeah, winging it. Just kind of like how our team does.
So a couple of housekeeping notes. We are not at the TRNJ penthouse this week. We are at the former TRNJ penthouse because Bryce, I don't know. But he didn't think it was Thursday. He thought it was Wednesday still.
Yeah. Bryce couldn't make it today because he got his days all screwed up because he's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah, we need better songs than that for the next show, bro.
No, that was Run the Jewels. So listen to them. They're good. So hi.
Hi, guys.
Behind Enemy Lines.
So yeah, going
TRNJ presents.
Basically, the intro to this episode is a metaphor for how we are doing as a team so far.
It's a mess. It's a mess.
Oh, we're miserable.
It's a mess. We suck.
Our team sucks.
Our team is terrible. Like, tell me you saw something positive out of Toronto.
No.
There's nothing.
No.
Nothing.
Nope.
Nobody played well.
No.
Not one person on the team.
Not at all.
Had a good game.
Nope. Yep, Sandy's playing with the ball now.
I mean, Sandy's frustration with his ball is the same as my frustration with the current tactics on our team.
Sandy has better ball skills than our team did on last Friday.
And he's maintaining possession.
And he didn't get chipped.
No.
God, that made me feel so bad.
I'm going to equate it because now we can be topical to how Man United played against Wolves yesterday. Just bad. The only difference is they scored.
That's true. We didn't because we couldn't figure out what to do with the ball in the final in the closing third.
I turned it off. Like I just got to because it was predictable. It was predictable. We're gonna get the ball. We're gonna have one midfielder press us at the midfield line. Oh, let's pass it backwards. Oh shit, they're pressing us back to Johnson. Johnson kicks it out of play.
Yep. I'll tell you what though. You know what was awesome? Third Rails watch party at St. Pat's.
Do tell.
It was a packed house. We had to share the bar with the Auburn fan, so we got relegated to the penthouse of St. Pat's as well. But we packed the house.
War Eagle?
Auburn? I don't know, man. I don't know basketball.
Okay.
Whatever. But, yeah, so we had a good time. We had a bunch of raffles. And everybody there had a great time because everybody was drunk and not paying attention to what was going on the screen.
Yeah.
It was sad.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I couldn't be bothered to watch the end of that absolute nightmare.
Yeah, well, going on then, do we think that if we keep going on this direction, is Domi out?
Domi should have been out. Yeah, I was saying this last season. Everybody was yelling at me about that, but everybody was saying, oh, give him a transfer season. Give him a transfer window. Give him a transfer window. No, it's not fair. He's not playing with his own players.
Nope.
He botched the transfer window.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not... I'm not saying that in the likes of Parks and the likes of Torres, who we haven't even seen yet.
Yeah, neither of them.
And it's not a slight on Mitrovica. It's not a slight on Airbear. Where were these deals before? Why weren't these done before the season started? Why are we in season 5 and our striker might show up?
I don't know, man. I mean, we let Villa walk.
Sorry,
Villa
week 5. I don't think he did.
Yes, he did. Oh, yeah.
I mean, I think he says that. And I understand what you say.
He wanted to like walk off into the sunset and they were like, no. So he took, you know, a pretty generous offer from Japan.
Yeah, because that was the club saying no. That wasn't him saying no.
No, he wanted to stay. He wanted to stay and ride off into the sunset and eventually be like upper like management for NYCFC. But they kind of skirted him. Yeah.
That's his club in a nutshell.
I don't even know who we would get after Domi, if like we had to get rid of Domi. Oh, did you read that stat where there was like
out of the last 20?
Yeah.
4 out of the last 20.
How miserable is that?
My math is shit. So hold on. Bear with me now. That is 5%. How much? 5%. That's 5%.
That's a 5%. That's 5%. Win
that's
from
that's
Mike,
what?
My roommate.
That's what? 12 out of 60 points?
Yeah.
Yikes. Yikes.
Yeah, it's pretty shitty.
12 out of 60.
I can't. I mean, listen.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Well, I was going to go say, because I remember reading last week, too, that there were rumors of eventually Pep, how there's a clause written in his contract, how Pep might eventually come to New York. It's a pipe dream, I'm sure.
It's absolutely a pipe dream.
But it's just something that makes me, like, helps me sleep at night nowadays because our team sucks.
The first time I saw that, I was instantly reminded of the Drake meme.
Which one's that?
Drake! I just thought, Pep!
Oh, shit.
The kid going to give up fucking Champions League? Mm. He's going to give up a chance to possibly win, possibly pulling doubles with Man City for the foreseeable future?
No. But this
to
is,
come to
this
New
is
York
when he,
City?
This is when he retires. And you know there's reasons behind that, right?
Listen, remember, when you, he retires, we'll have a stadium before he comes here.
Actually, that's saying a lot. Because I don't think that's true. I think he retires before 10 years. Because I don't think we realistically have a stadium like done in 10 years.
There's no way we're having a stadium done in 10 years.
Not at all.
No way.
Not at all. We're going to be wandering souls for a while.
Yep.
But, you know, Pep, like, when he took his sabbatical, he spent that time in New York and said it's, like, his favorite city, right?
Yeah, that's great. Like, a lot of people love New York City, but it doesn't mean they want to work here.
It's written in his contract that he can, when he retires from Man City, that he can take the option to coach New York City FC. Written in his contract. That's where this came from. You feel me?
No, I feel you. It doesn't mean he has to.
No, but he added that to the contract himself, you idiot.
Okay, that's great. But do you think he's looking at this team right now and going, that's what I want to run?
His retirement league, bro. Whatever.
No.
Moving on. Do we think Heber, or how do you say it?
Eber?
Do we think
Herber?
This Brazilian man has the capabilities of bringing his talents and actually scoring goals for us, because we are in desperate need of that right now?
I hope so.
I hope so.
All I've seen are the bad dubstep highlight videos, and like the competition wasn't that great.
Did they look good?
He looked good.
Did he look like he can close?
He was scoring goals.
Were they nice?
They were goals.
Yeah, you're right. I just need goals.
Like, dude, can't be choosing right now. We're beggars.
Yeah, you're right. I just need them to go into the back of the net.
I don't care if they're greasy goals. They just got to go in.
You're right.
Like, God bless Ring for constantly trying that outside the box ripper, but it's not going
in.
It's
never
going
to happen.
He's going to get one, just because the law of averages say he has to.
He got one last year, and that was pretty much the same logic there too.
Yeah, I mean, Tajori got one like that in Canada last year.
That is true.
Yeah, we were there. I mean, you weren't there.
You know what? Screw you.
For those who don't remember, Danny blacked out and disappeared.
Browned out.
Why do you have to make it a race thing?
It's not a race thing. It's just that the difference was because it was only for the matter of about an hour. And just I happened to miss the game-winning goal from Tajori because I was outside the stadium.
You pooped your pants, didn't you? And that's what you're calling it that.
I didn't.
You pooped his pants.
I didn't.
You pooped your pants.
I didn't.
You missed the goal.
Just be careful what you drink, folks.
You missed the goal.
It was sad.
That's why I stuck to Moosehead, dude.
I think I did too. I just drank a lot of it.
Yeah. Yeah. You and George were smashed.
We'll see him soon. He's coming back soon.
Yeah, thank God.
Shout out to George Ireland from the English Blues.
Love you, mate.
Going back to Abed, do you think we see him this weekend?
Yes, but I think I don't think he starts.
No?
No.
Why is that?
He hasn't really had a chance to work with the team yet. We don't know if he's match fit yet.
True.
I mean, Glenn Crook said that himself, like maybe 20 to 40 minutes, 60 minutes as a sub.
So you see him coming in like in the latter half of the game?
I see him being an impact player in this game, an impact sub, yeah.
Yeah, complete wild card because nobody knows what's going to happen.
Yeah, look what happened last time that happened with the wild card. We got fucking destroyed by Toronto.
I don't like them. It's like there's only two teams that have the ability to run out the score on us, and that's Red Bull and Toronto.
Don't forget Columbus.
I did forget Columbus. Thanks.
You forgot Columbus.
I don't like that.
Yeah.
We're not good at running up the score on anybody.
You could say LA in our first season when they beat the shit out of us in
their
home.
Doesn't count.
It's a lot of teams that like to run up the score on us.
No, not year one doesn't count. I mean, like, consistently through and through, Red Bulls, Toronto. Columbus was a couple of times, but Red Bulls, Toronto are always high-scoring affairs, and we're usually getting the short end of the stick in them.
I could live with it if at least one of them weren't in our conference.
Yeah, but we have to play him three times. If not more.
Yeah.
God.
Not looking forward to it, buddy.
Yeah, but so Hebert, does he score a goal then? Do we see a goal from this guy? Do we actually see an impact from him? Do we see him changing the gameplay? Do we see him bringing a spark to the team that we so desperately need?
I think so. I do. I think as long as Mitrichius stays healthy and is on at the same time.
I've been very happy with him.
Yeah, there was nothing he could have done on Toronto. They were boxing him out perfectly the entire game. They knew what he was capable of.
They knew they had to.
And they knew they had to keep him from getting the ball, period.
Mm-hmm.
They did a really, and we had nothing to counter that. With him coming on the field,
mm-hmm.
I think now the defense is going to be confused. You have fresh legs. You have two talented dribblers coming in. And there's that energy of, you know, your first game for the club.
True.
That's also going to help. But if he could score.
Man. So in that set, so to build off that, what's the score? Where do we think we're going to be?
Listen.
I think it's either 1-0
or 2-1. I'm done calling scores. It cost me $50 in the last 2 days.
How?
Because I decided to get a fucking sports book.
You're dumb.
I'm a fucking moron.
You're dumb.
Yep. Yeah. Because I did good and I did good in the Borgata over the last week. I made like $40 in the books. I'm like, all right, I know what I'm doing. Lost $50, 2 days, fucking hockey.
Be smarter with your betting, yo. Be smarter with your betting. Meanwhile, my roommate over here turned $65 into $2,000.
No, your roommate's better at it.
Yeah, he's lucky.
I think he scores 2-1.
And you think Hebert scores?
Yeah, I think he scores the go-ahead.
Okay. I was thinking either 1-0 or 2-1 too, and I think I like that logic. I think it's a Maxi or Matrita goal real quick.
I don't think Maxi's going to be playing.
Damn it.
He, rumors have it now that he has also picked up a knock and he won't be available.
Okay.
Which means we're going to see fucking Ring shoehorned into that position again.
Oh, God, never mind. I don't even think we win. I think Maxi was the key to our team. And now that we don't have that, like, security in that midfielder, I think it's 1-0 and maybe we win.
Well, I mean, he was, you know, MVP of the team last year for a reason.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm not forgetting that at all. I'm actually
saying
the exact same thing.
He is.
Our team.
I would say between him and Ring, they're the ones that are weighing most of the weight for the post via NYCFC. Like they're probably carrying the most weight on their shoulders for the club right now.
Yeah, and it sucks that we're just gonna have to be without Maxi for
who knows?
Last game and now this game.
Yep.
Great. Well,
when players get old.
Yeah. But I just miss WVA so much.
I have to stop following him on social media because it makes me sad.
Why?
Because he's scoring goals for Japan and not us.
He's at 4:15 now.
Mm-hmm.
The man just knew how to score goals. He just knew what he was doing.
Yep.
Yeah. Let's see. So let's move over to Saturday and what we can do better. Because
a lot of club-wise or support-wise?
Support-wise, I want to say. Because one thing that's also been ringing true, like, in the stands as well as on the field, is that it's just kind of been quiet. Like, where have we been?
I've noticed that myself. We've talked about it a little bit in the previous podcasts about how LA showed up against us
and were
loud as hell.
They are.
DC showed up with pretty good support. We couldn't hear DC at all, but they showed up with a decent amount for the home opener.
Yeah.
It's bad.
I
thought it was just me. Like I thought it was quiet, but
nope.
More people are noticing it.
It's been a large topic of conversation all over the interwebs. Is that like at the same time that our team's been soft, so have we.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Well,
if only the vice president of the third rail was available to like share some comments and ideas of ways to make it better.
What a lead! Hi, as the vice president of the third rail. It's also been a topic of conversation amongst the leadership of the different supporter groups here for NYCFC. We've all seen it. It's been soft. The supporter section is quiet, and we are getting like our asses showed out by LAFC when they come to our own damn stadium.
They had to come across the country to do that.
Yeah, and they traveled well, they traveled loud, and they were all united, even though they're a bunch of different supporter groups. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah,
I thought, it was just one.
No, sir. That is the 3252. That is a supporter group union that is just a bunch of different supporter groups, but when it comes to being in the stands, they all like put their differences aside and say, here's what we're here for, and this is what we're doing. And
wow,
that's admirable as hell.
what a very mature way of handling things.
Yeah. So we are, organization is key, because this is something that Andy Drellick, Andrew Tucker, and I learned when we went to ISC this summer, this winter, sorry, is that the biggest difference between us and everybody else around the league is organization. If we can all just come together like 3252 does and put whatever differences aside and focus on what we're doing ourselves, then no matter what happens on the field, we can make sure that the stands are always loud.
I like that.
Yeah. So on that note, after the first couple of games, we've gotten in touch with the other supporter groups. And we even met with the leaders of NYCSC to discuss how we can work together, organize ourselves so we can get our shit together, and, you know, make sure we are as loud as we know we can be.
Do you have any examples that we can share?
Yeah, of course. So there are a few things to be aware of for this Saturday's game. And it's going to be a lot more lively, and it's going to be a lot of engagement that we need from everybody involved. So we're going back to our roots with what used to happen a lot was like a march up into the stadium. So meeting between 11:30 and 11:45 in front of stands on River Avenue, we're going to link up with New York City Supporter Club as they continue on from their tailgate, their march, for hopefully a march starting at 12 up River Ave towards Gate 8. From there, we're going to be as loud as we can and show everybody around the Bronx that, hey, this is our team and we're here because we want to be. We want to support no matter what. So that's step one. Step two is going to be another march, but this time in the stadium. At around 12:40 to 12:50, we're doing something called La Previa, where we will be marching into the supporters section as a united front with drums and everybody flagged out and everybody chanting and singing. Because something that we've noticed in the past for us in the stands is we don't get our chanting going on until the game starts. We need to get everybody hyped beforehand. So we need to get everybody hyped before even all the like the game preparations start right there. So we're going to be starting marching into the stands together, already hyped up, chanting and singing and dancing and doing whatever it is that we do. And so that is the second step. The third thing that we're implementing for this game is we don't know exactly how to call it yet, but think of it as a concentrated supporter section. So about 9 rows up from the bottom in and around the aisle of 236 and 237, we're going to have said concentrator supporter section where it'll be 90 minutes of the most dedicated hardcore fans chanting, singing, jumping, drumming, going nuts. Because the idea that we're trying to do from here is teach the tourists that this is how it's done. Because one of the biggest problems that we have in the supporter section, because it is the cheap seats in town, is that we get tourists coming here not knowing what the hell they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So if they see a bunch of crazy people in that little pocket, maybe it teaches people, oh, maybe I got to dance. Maybe I got to say what they're saying. Maybe I should learn more about what's going on here so I can better educate myself and better get involved.
Or just pay the $10 so you don't have to deal with us and sit somewhere else.
Yeah. Or that.
Yeah. Because I'm really tired of people I've never seen before complaining that the flags are in the way.
Yeah, deal with it. It's in the damn disclaimer when you buy a ticket.
When you buy the ticket.
Yeah, so we are doing this to hopefully create a model for everybody around to say, oh, this is how you support. And that'll be a united front between all the different SGs because we're trying to get everybody to show this is how it's done. Because we're in New York City. There is no freaking way you're telling me that we can't be at least somewhat similarly packed and crazy as those dudes from LA every damn game? Oh, that's just because they have the experience, because a lot of those guys are old Chivas guys, and they like bullshit. We can do it too. Mm-hmm. And if we could put whatever like drama and whatever old history it is to bed and focus on what we can do going forward, we as a united front of supporters, rather than everybody separated, can actually do our damn jobs and support this team. And maybe, just freaking maybe, we'll see some of our energy carry over onto the field. And hopefully, maybe we'll start winning. Maybe.
Well, it's obviously worth a shot. I think this is the best way forward in making some progress, in making the supporter section what it should truly be, and overcoming the issues not only between the supporter groups that is all old history, but just the issues of the stadium itself. Because if we're working united, we can get over the fact that there's no backing and no roof over our supporter mm-hmm. section to project noise.
Yep. A united voice will carry farther, and maybe we can get the rest of the stadium involved because they'll be able to hear us.
If you want a good example of when we were all united and how good we sounded, go look up Andrea Peeler's first game for NYCFC at home against Orlando, and look up the Hey Baby at the start of the game.
Yep.
It was that good.
Yep. And you know what really is cool is that same unification, that same like united front is always seen in bigger away games.
Mm-hmm.
That's always cool.
That's why away days are the best days.
Yeah. If I could give one recommendation to the fan who is on the fence about traveling with like for the team,
go to Philly with us.
Go anywhere. They're the best times.
Yeah. That's the beauty of like where we play right now as a team, is you don't have to commit to an overnight 2-day thing. If it's not your thing, it's over in 8 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Like the longest one we got that you take a bus to is New England. That's it.
New England and DC are roughly the same.
Roughly. Yeah. But within the vicinity of like a 3-hour drive is Philly and obviously those guys over in Jersey.
Who?
Exactly.
Hmm. Yeah. Wow. On that note too, if you're looking for an away day that you want, that is coming up soon, DC is coming up very, very soon. It just happens to also be on Easter Sunday. From what I'm hearing, the planning committees and the from the third rail, that they're coming up with a few interesting surprises. So be on the lookout for some cool things.
Chocolate Villas?
Don't break my heart like that, Connor.
Love a chocolate Villa.
I would just love Villa back, but whatever. You know, when he scores his 420th goal, I'm still getting that jersey.
Oh, of course.
I made that promise last year. I'm getting it anyway.
415?
Yeah, 5 more goals.
He's getting there. He's going to get it. It's Japan.
Oh, it's Japan.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Japan, and he's playing with who? Was it Iniesta? Yeah, no.
He'll be okay.
He has somebody to play off of. He'll be fine. He'll get there very, very soon. All right, well.
So I think at this point we should talk about our sponsors there and get paid for this week. We will be back after this. Better times. July 26, 2015, Andrea Pirlo's first game, and that is the entire supporter section doing Hey Baby.
Yeah, and where is this camera shooting from?
The supporter section for Orlando.
So this is on the other side of the field?
Other side of the field.
And this
At Yankee Stadium.
And they can hear us?
Uh-huh, very loudly.
So we were that loud one time?
We were pretty fucking loud.
Wow.
You forget how loud we were before the Red Bull game last year.
Actually,
Cinco de Mayo, we were loud as hell.
Yeah, he shaved his head with cash.
And that's also from the Red Bull supporter section.
This is pregame?
Yeah,
this is during warm-ups?
Cinco de Mayo. Yeah, warm-ups.
Yeah, I was still cleaning up everybody's mess.
I think I was too, yeah.
Yeah, we were all cleaning up, brother.
But just listen to how loud it was. Like, that's insane.
See, now that just goes to show what kind of presence that we can carry with ourselves, that we can bring anywhere we go, as long as we're together.
Yeah.
Cool. That makes me happy, because it means that we know we're right. We know that we're just all out of steam because our team isn't showing up for us, but mm-hmm. we shouldn't be operating like that. We should be operating that we're the guys who give them steam. We're the guys who electrify them. We're the guys who power them up. So I'm totally 100% excited for what we can do together as a united supporter section. Especially after seeing those videos again, because damn, that got me excited.
Yeah, no, I like those. Me too. I like going back to those.
Hell yeah.
I cry every time I watch them.
Me too. All right, so you know what? If we're still talking about game day, what is some things that we are missing in our supporter sections that could add to game day?
That you haven't already touched on?
Yeah. Despite the unification of us on the same page in what we're doing, in chanting, singing, and whatever in the stands, what could we be adding to it to make it that much better?
I think it's obvious. Capo stands and megaphones, but the stadium won't allow us.
So electric megaphones, no. We're looking into getting cones again.
What happened to the original cones?
Rest in peace. I don't know. Somebody probably stole it like somebody steals everything.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Right. Well, it is New York.
Yeah. That's just part of the culture.
Yep. That's just New York.
Yeah. But so more megaphones like the ones that Rob used to have for sure.
Yes.
So I think that's a great idea because we need to be heckling the goalie more. Why aren't we doing that anymore?
I don't know.
Rob wasn't there for a lot of the last year, so yeah, that makes a lot. We gotta pick it up. Makes big sense.
Pick it up.
Okay, cool. So beyond that, Capo stands is something else.
Yeah, but again, that's a
Yankee
stadium.
Stadium
issue.
Is hard to move on that.
Yes,
because they think it's a safety concern.
Of course,
within the stands.
Say that. Of course, they're going to say that because there's nowhere to put them.
Exactly. They're not wrong there.
No,
so
not at all.
We're trying to figure out, you know, something. We shall see.
What if we put them in the back?
How is that productive?
They'd still hear it. Like the reason the drums are there.
A capo is more a conductor than a singer.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? Because a lot of the times, if you're looking at capos, they're doing like rhythmic like hand motions.
Where do we put our Timber Joe?
What?
Where do we put our guy cutting a log?
We don't have a guy cutting a log.
Can we have a guy cutting a hoagie? Sub?
Nobody calls it a hoagie. No.
Cheese?
No. That's not... No. We could just have...
You thought about it.
We need to have a guy... We need to have a guy pushing a halal cart inside. That would be lit. That would
be great.
Why doesn't Yankee Stadium have a partnership with halal guys yet? That's just stupid.
Every goal, the fucking bench just gets halal from a guy who pushes it out on the field and pushes it off.
Uh-huh.
Love it.
Chicken over rice? Lemon rice?
Chicken rice, get it, $10.
$10. Hell yeah.
That'd be love. Extra hot? Yeah. You know
hell
it.
Yeah, give me fuck the white yeah. sauce too, bro. Like,
bitch, you know me by now.
Like,
I've been to your kid's fucking birthday by now.
Yeah, you know what? The amount of times that Nicky's bought in chicken over rice, maybe he might have paid for that kid's college.
He might have. That's a lot of chicken over rice. You're that kid right. will scarf it.
Yeah.
Speaking of Nicky, big day for him coming up. He's finally a man.
Yeah, shout out to Nicky. This past Tuesday on April 2nd, he turned 21. And this upcoming game on Saturday, we are afraid for his life.
Yeah, anybody who's going to the dugout, buy Nicky a beer.
Sticky Nicky.
Buy him a beer, buy him a shot. We don't want
if
him,
you're listening
we want him
to this
regret drinking.
And you know who Sticky Nicky is, buy him a beer.
Buy him a beer.
Because he has just turned 21 and he shouldn't remember this Saturday.
That means you too, Brenda.
Yes, Brenda, if you're listening to this, buy him a beer.
I think Brenda's been waiting for this moment.
To buy him a beer?
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Many beers, just to get him hammered, because it's fun to watch him be drunk.
That is true. That is true. It is very fun.
I remember Toronto.
I partially don't. Anyway, so you know what? Let's start moving to wrap things up. So do you have any shout outs that you want to throw down here?
You know, I had one this morning and I completely forgot about it. So how about you start it up and maybe I'll jog my memory.
Sure. Yeah, my first shout out is going to be to Granny Smith Apples, Team Green all the way. Bryce isn't here to stick up for Honeycrisp, so...
That is true.
Fuck you, Bryce.
Fuck Bryce.
Yeah.
And I mean that because he had to make his doorman open the door for me today because he wasn't there to get the shit.
Yeah, well, that's just poor planning on his part.
Whatever. Motherfucker thought it was Wednesday.
He was supposed to drop it off this... Whatever, let's just move on from Bryce. Next shout out is to us supporters for hopefully this weekend we can turn this shit back on in the stands because I think we can. And my last shout out, as always, is to my mother. Hi, Mom.
All right. I remember my shout out now. Shout out to Sandy for being a great therapy dog today.
He's great.
And shout out to you guys. I forgot what episode this is to 100. But
35.
This is 35.
It's 65.
65 to 100. This is TRNJ. Beyond Enemy Lines. We're out.